If you hear a question that sounds impossible to answer, you found Doc and Woody's game that they call the 640 Tough Question.
All right, before we get to the question, back to these pets who are smoking weed now. This medical marijuana for pets.
Down the States.
You know how the etiquette of smoking marijuana is that you got to, you know, pass the duchy,
yeah.
You know?
You gonna pass that thing or what?
Yeah, really. You're sitting there, your dog's like toking away. It's like,
hey, Rex.
Excuse me.
Hey, Rex, don't bogart it, man.
Yeah, really. How are they going to know? I mean, they're just dogs.
Well, I don't know.
And cats, they'd be even worse.
It's going to be a problem.
I mean, yeah.
Now, if you smoke your dog.
I see lots of problems here.
You smoke your dog's weed, when you get the munchies, like, are you craving, like, kibbles or something?
Yeah. And how do you take your dog for a walk after that? Like, it's not going to want to go anywhere.
Go on without me, man.
Bring back some Doritos. Here's the 640 Tough Question. More than a third of men admit they have lied to coworkers about this. Playing today for admission to the International Auto Show, which is at the Shaw Center downtown this weekend, and a highly coveted Shea 106 t-shirt. More than a third of men admit they have lied to coworkers about this. Radio's down. You're first up on the 640 Tough Question. What do you think?
Hi, is it their sex lives?
No, it's not their sex lives. Shea 106, good morning.
Sex life, no.
No, sex life, no. Hi.
About their work completed.
No. But having done some work, no. What do you think the answer is?
Hi, good morning. Their wage?
Wage? No.
Oh.
More than
make a lot more than you.
Prove it. Give me a number.
Four.
more than a third of men admit they have lied to coworkers about this. Yes, hello. What do you think?
A death in the family.
No. Oh, yeah, like your grandma died, so you can't come into work kind of thing?
My grandmother died three times in 1 year.
Shea 106, good morning.
Their salary?
Salary? No. What do you think the answer is? Hello?
Is it your relationships?
No. Shea 106, good morning.
How much money they have at home?
No.
Under my mattress.
In the freezer.
Yeah, I got 30 grand under my mattress.
Here's my address.
More than a third of men admit they have lied to coworkers about this. What are we talking about here?
Do you know what? I just forgot. Sorry.
Okay.
That's okay.
Smoking your dog's weed, right?
Hi there. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Shay. I have some news for Randall Moore's sports forecast.
Okay. All right. Yeah, hang on.
What mistake did I make?
So my son, he plays Major Midget AAA, and they won the championship last night in a thrilling victory. It was a best-of-seven championship series versus the CIHA Hockey Academy in Rockland. And the Major Midget Ottawa Senators AAA team won the series 4-1.
Right on. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's not even close to the right answer.
No.
It's not.
Good work.
And we'll be right back with our birthday file.
Yeah. All right. So that was a little sports interlude. Now,
live radio, man.
Back to the 640 Tough Question. More than a third of men admit they have lied to coworkers about this. Yes. What do you think the answer is?
How about golfing?
Yeah, that's it, actually.
Or liking golf or playing golf?
About the fact that they love golf. Eric, you did the research on this. Are they lying to their fellow coworkers who love golf and they say they love it too? Or are they lying but they love golf but they're afraid to admit it?
Actually, I did the survey myself in the building. They're lying to you.
What?
Yeah.
You lied to me.
Yeah, Doc. I love golf, too.
Yeah.
Get out there.
Anything to shut them up.
Swing the clubs much lately?
Seems to me that would not shut me up. That would keep me talking. Yeah. Well, that doesn't seem right. Is that true?
That is basically true. It's, everyone comes in on the Monday. Hey, I golfed on the weekend. And guys are like, hey,
okay.
What did you shoot?
So it's like football and like hockey, too. I'm sure it's the same, right? If there's a big hockey game or a football game, it would be similar to somebody who didn't.
I don't know why you would lie about playing a round of golf, though.
No, about loving golf.
About loving it.
Yeah, you pretend to, you jump into the conversation. You pretend you know about golf.
You know about golf.
What's your handicap? I don't know what that means, but you know.
Just like I could talk football with you if you wanted, but I wouldn't have much to say. But if you didn't know me, you wouldn't realize, right?
Yeah. Fewer people lie about football, though, because more people love football for real.
Oh, I get it. Oh, what's your name?
John.
Hey, John. See the golf tournament on the weekend? Mm.
Oh, yeah. Hit it 400 yards with a three wedge.
We've got auto show tickets for you and the highly coveted Shea 106 t-shirt. Enjoy. 500 Shea Nation points if you answer Loving Golf online at Shea106.com.